As Ann Arbor Public Schools officials prepared the budget for the current school year, the school board approved borrowing money if fund balance dipped too low at any point in the year to cover expenses. The budget included up to $150,000 for interest to cover the potential borrowing. November was the first month when district officials thought borrowing might be needed, but the district now believes it can cover payroll and other expenses without borrowing. Chief Financial Officer Nancy Hoover says there remain two other times in the year when borrowing could still be required.
The month of December, we're going to be looking really closely. We collect our taxes 50% in the summer and 50% in the winter. So again, in January, then we're going to start to collect that other 50% of our taxes. So we should be able to, flow through January and February quite well. And then as we start to approach the end of the year again, it will become very tight.
Hoover says concerns of borrowing in November have been eased in part because the Washtenaw Intermediate School District has done a good job getting the district's first special education payment. She says costs for unemployment expenses will also be much less than the $500,000 budgeted since nearly every laid-off teacher was brought back. Hoover says, however, the district will be spending more this year for teachers that have more students in their classroom than covered by the basic contract requirements. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.